Hi, everyone. Welcome indeed to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike, and we are delighted to be with you.
Today on The Good Stuff, the story behind Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, and let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
So, well, he was just born with the nose. Isn't that the story?
Well, you'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Okay, sounds good. The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and their staff.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time in 2026 with us right here in the Valentine area. Maybe Bull Bash on February 14th. Check that out at bullbash.com. Valentine's Day, by the way. And if you're planning a wedding, hey, check it out in Valentine, okay? Visit valentine.com. All right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
This is an example of how Christmas culture continues to evolve. Rudolph wasn't part of the traditional Christmas lore until 1939, when Robert L. May, a copywriter for the Montgomery Ward Department Store, created the character as part of a promotional booklet for children. The story of the glowing nose was an instant hit, eventually inspiring a song written by Johnny Marks and recorded by Gene Autry in 1949. So it took about 10 years to come around. Rudolph's tale of being different yet beloved has become a heartwarming holiday classic. A little story there behind Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Season's greetings from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. Before I share the let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, condolences going out on the KBHB radio staff. Dana Caldwell passed away at the age of 89 this past weekend, I believe it was, in Rapid City. He actually started KBHB even before the station signed on in 1962. Also, a big part there of KRCS-FM and some radio stations in Dickinson, North Dakota. A Black Hills area business leader for decades and a pioneer in South Dakota radio, Dana Caldwell. Our condolences on the passing of that radio legend. Many Christmas songs were born in unexpected circumstances, and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow was penned by lyricist Sammy Kahn during a sweltering heat wave of 1945 in July. Matter of fact, when else would you have a heat wave? Despite never mentioning Christmas, its cozy imagery of snowy nights and warm fires has cemented it as a wintertime favorite. It's a perfect reminder that holiday music can capture the season's spirit without needing to mention the holiday explicitly. So, interesting there. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Good Christmas things. Oh, I've talked a little bit about my Norwegian descent and that I can share Norwegian jokes.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw one out. A man who was considered too brilliant to adjust to society decided to submit to an operation that would lower his IQ. During the operation, the apparatus went out of control, going down to 14 before being stopped. As the man came out of the anesthetic, he murmured, "Vel, have you got any lefse?"
No. Oh, we don't want to make fun of Norwegians. We got a lot of Norwegian ancestry people listening to us.
That's right. But it's all in fun. We're not being mean to anybody. It could be any nationality.
Like it's singing with the Lutherans.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Exactly. There you go. Norwegian, having trouble learning English, bemoaned, "It's hard to say yar, so I guess I'll yes say yug."
Yug?
I'll yes say yug.
Okay. Got to get the accent in there to make it right.
Indeed. And who won the Norwegian beauty contest?
Somebody from Ireland.
Nobody. What? That's pretty low, isn't it?
That is low.
That's really, really low. I might take that off the list. Oh, we won't hear him again for 10 years. So describe a Norwegian tornado.
I don't know. How do you do that?
A 54 Chevy with snow tires on the front.
Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment, updates, and upcoming ag events. Yep, it's Tri-State Livestock News, published every Saturday. Visit them online at tsln.com.
And what was Santa's favorite subject in school?
Nothing. He didn't go to school.
Chemistry.
Oh, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. How did Mrs. Claus tell Santa the weather?
I'm not sure.
It looks like rain, dear.
Oh, smooth one.
Ah, that's just cute.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.